Big day, of course, coming up at Rose Hill. Theo Marks, Rudder the Rose, Stan Fox, the whole lot. And joining us is from Racing and Sports, Simon Anopoulos. Morning, Simon.
Morning, Cozzy. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And the Daily Telegraph's Brad Davidson. Morning, Brad.
Yeah, morning, Cozzy. Morning, Simon. A fantastic weekend of racing ahead. Can't wait to get into it.
Yeah, as I said, we've got a great day coming up. We start to see the silk department really come to the fore now, don't we?
Yeah, it's going to be a really interesting day. I guess the headline is, as you said, the run to the Rose is cracking addition. All these three-year-olds lining up there. It looks a really fantastic crop and just interesting to see how they all line up. And, of course, Egg-Tart. Can't wait to see her back and see what she's producing for Theo Marks.
Yep, now we'll look first of all at the Stan Fox Stakes, Group 2. Now, this stage 4, Esther Arc is out. 3 Addictive Nature, $2.60. 2 Trapeze Artist, $4. 7 Gold Standard, $4.60. 1 The Mission, $6. 8 Sanction, $7. 5 Ace High, $21. And 6 Colesberg, $71.
Yeah, small but interesting field from a Speedmap perspective. You'd imagine The Mission will look to bowl along from that draw. I think Addictive Nature, I think they'll want to take a sit this time around. Trapeze Artist and Gold Standard certainly don't give up the draw from the inside. So The Mission might have to do a bit of work to cross those two inside runners, and Trapeze Artist and Gold Standard land into the good spot. And then Addictive Nature can either settle outside the lead. Brad, how do you see it?
Yeah, I think you're right with Addictive Nature. I did hear Baker this week sort of saying that happy to take a sit if possible, and I reckon that might even be the better way to ride him. But just on tab betting, little moves, Addictive Nature, 280 into 260. They've just put out the market movers now. Gold Standard, $5 into 460. Trapeze Artist, $4.40 into $4. So punters keen on most of the sort of main hopes in the race. Simon, before we get our tip, Trapeze Artist, how do you sort of assess him? He gets a major weight drop here. I think he meets Gold Standard 8 kilos better off from the other day. Now he had to carry the 61 first up. He's had a trial since then. How do you assess him? He's got, you know, considering that weight drop and also the rise to 1500.
Yeah, I think it'll all suit Brad. I thought he was good first up with the big weight. I was happy to be with him there first up. And he just sort of knocked up late, had to do a bit of work early there for Tim Clark. But I thought his effort was down there with the 61, as you mentioned. Only beaten 2 and a bit length. Since had that trial during the week, I think the step up in triple suit, he was really game in the sides behind Invader. He didn't have a lot of luck in running. He was off the fence when you really need to be fenced in run there. So the step up in triple suit, I imagine he's on a path towards the spring champion. So I really respect his chances and the fact he's drawn inside. The blinkers off is interesting for me, but he obviously trialled well during the week without him. So I certainly respect his chances there on the weekend.
Yeah, I thought it was a race in 3. I'm sticking with number 3, Addictive Nature. I was on him in the Mindinsey quality, and I thought he did a tremendous job there. He led, he got taken on sort of mid-race. I mean, he didn't get taken on to the nth degree, but they did put the pressure on him, and he kicked away, and Assimilate was doing no work out the back, flashed home late, and still couldn't get him down. I thought it was a run that was full of merit. He's by Savabille. I think the extra trip's only going to suit him. And interesting that you know, if they do ride him that little bit quieter just behind the speed would cover. As long as he settles, that's the only little query I've got. He's still doing a few little things wrong. But if he settles, I think he's going to take a power of beating. I do concede, though, 260, I think, is short. And if anything, probably under the odds. Hopefully he gets out at $3 plus come the weekend. 7 Gold Standard. Missed a start in the up-and-coming, flash turn to run second to Dracarys, a really improving type for the Waterhouse and Adrian Botyard. And I think you can get that lovely run just behind the speed here. He'll get every chance. Number 2, Trapeze Artist, so I'm really wary of him as we're talking about that 8-kilo weight swing on Gold Standard there on Saturday. That's big. Kieran McAvoy rides from gate 1. If the fence is the place to be, he could be the big improver here. I'm just that little concerned at 1500. I'm not sure where he sits there, and won The Mission, put him for 4th, a Group 1 winner back in the autumn. He's trialled really well leading into this. 1500 first up, the query for mine, and maybe he'll need that run, but I'm still expecting to run well nonetheless. Addictive Nature for me, Simon, which way are you going?
Yeah, similar numbers. I've got Trapeze Artist on top. I was with him first up and see no reason to jump off on Saturday. Thought he was game in defeat there with the big weight. He's forced to do a bit of work early. Since given a trial, so expecting to be fairly forward there on Saturday. And Kieran McAvoy, legs aboard, none riding better than Kieran at the moment. Should kick up from that inside draw. I'm hoping he gets a nice run. And rail back in the true, I'd imagine they'll be looking to get off the fence in the straight. So shouldn't get caught along the inside there. Just settles in behind The Mission. And as Brad touched on, with that big weight swing, he certainly appears well placed on Saturday. Interesting race. You've got Gold Standard and obviously Addictive Nature all looking to do it in their first preparation, where Trapeze Artist had those runs on the board at 2, has touched on good effort in the size and finishing 3rd behind Invader. If he gets back to that level of form on Saturday, he's certainly going to be hard to beat. So I've got Trapeze Artist on top from number three, Addictive Nature. Obviously didn't handle the soft track at Randwick 2 back. It was a good step forward in the Ming Dynasty, as Brad touched on. Really game on speed there, holding off Assimilate. He's clearly heading in the right direction for the much-informed Bjorn Baker stable. And I think he'll be much better ridden with a sit. If they can do that on Saturday, he's certainly going to be hard to hold out. From number seven, Gold Standard, as touched on, looking to do it all in his maiden preparation, but continues to make impressive spikes. Obviously meets Trapeze Artist worse off of the weights on Saturday, but he's clearly progressive. And if he begins better there on Saturday, he should get into a nice spot and certainly got to respect him. And from number eight, Sanction. Thought he was solid enough first up. Hugh Bowman, a key switch there on Saturday. Like, just where he gets to from the draws a bit tricky. The speed looks to be drawn inside him. So just where he gets to, but he's a nice horse as well and should improve second up. Obviously, James Cummings horses generally improve through their preparations. And the fact Bowman goes on, you certainly got to respect him. But happy to be with Trapeze Artist on top here. Numbers 2, 3, 7 and 8.
All right, we go to the next event now and take a look at race 5, the Theo Marks. And one Fox player's out. Now, Six Egg Tart, $2.50 favourite. Three Deploy, $4.40. Eight Kenny Essence, $5. Four Dixie Blossom, $6. 7 Euro Angel at $7. Number two Good Project, $13. And five Mighty Lucky, a $41 pop. We're looking forward to seeing Egg Tart.
Yeah, certainly, Cosby. And the speed map looks fairly straightforward. Deploy looks to get his own way in front. Good Project and Dixie Blossoms, they're the two I am pushing over. And Canny Essen lobs into that spot probably in the 1-1. I imagine they ride Egg Tart fairly conservatively. Mighty Lucky will be ridden back, and Euro Angel probably kicks up from that inside draw. But Deploy looks to get all the favours on speed here, Brad.
Yeah, and Egg Tart's the interesting runner, as Cosby touched on there, Simon. 260 into 250. Hearing from Jared Middleton on Formline last night, he's basically saying this is the best backed horse on the program. My question to you is, she obviously looks very good. We obviously don't know how good she is yet, but, you know, she's pretty damn good back in the autumn/winter. What do you think about $2.50 first up in a race? As you said, she's going to get back in a race where there's probably not a great deal of speed. Do you think $2.50 is the right price or under the odds?
Yeah, look, I thought she was poison, Brad, to be honest. She's been priced up on a lot of Blue Sky here on Saturday. When you consider she jumped around that $3 mark at her last two starts in both Group 1 company, and then now you've got to line up and take 6-4 about her in easily her toughest test to date, I think she is under the odds. I'm a big fan of Egg Tart. She's obviously won 6 of 8, but the comparisons to Winx, I think, are a bit premature. I know they won the same races, but when you compare their performances in the Queensland Oaks, Winx was obviously 4 lengths faster when you take time and sectionals into consideration. And the fact Winx started 3.50 in the Theo Marks for a return also suggests she's under the odds. I really like her as a horse, but I can't be coming into her that price. You're betting on three-year-old filly form. She has to make that progression now as a four-year-old taking on, you know, weight for age company. She looks to be back in good order from two trials, but generally, Chris Wallace stable doesn't fire first up. 1,300 metres, she's heading towards the Epsom. I just want to see her come back, Brad. She's obviously favourite for the Epsom at this stage. But I just want to see her come back. Happy to let her go round on the weekend without me. And if she obviously comes out and performs up to that mark, in the market, sorry, and is competitive and wins, then I'll be happy to be with her in the Epsom. But just want to see her come back at this stage.
Yeah, I have to agree with you in terms of that. Like you said, I definitely think she can win, but $2.50, I think that's under the odds as well. But interesting to see anyway how she goes. I'm with 4 Dixie Blossoms. I'm just going to give her a chance here because, like you said, I think she maps well. I think they'll go forward, sit outside, deploy in a race with not a lot of speed. And I just thought she might be able to dash quickly here. Her trials have been outstanding, to say the least. And, look, I know she missed that run a few weeks back with the drama with Ron Quinton's having, you know, horses scratched through the stable with that. Obviously, we heard more about that this week, but that is a slight concern. But, you know, she's trialled up well. She's had a bit of extra time to get ready for this. The last two fresh runs, she's been beaten a quarter of a length on both occasions. You could probably make a case to say she could have won. Yes, she's got to take on the boys here, but I just thought around that sort of $6, $7 mark, she was the way to play the race. 8, Canny Essen, I'm really scared of him. I must admit, going back through his form, you know, you go back 5 starts back, he couldn't beat Untamed Diamond at Randwick, and now he's lining up in a really good group race. But he's gone to a new level since. I thought he's running the Ori Star. Last start at Flemington was simply outstanding. He clocked 32.31, quickest last 600 of the entire day by 2 lengths, and they walked that day. Any tempo, and he wins that race to mine comfortably. So he comes here, fresh, 4 weeks between runs. I think he's a really good fresh horse. He's got no weight on his back. I know he's not that well weighted in terms of ratings, but I still think he'll run a really cheeky race here. I think he's the one fit and racing really well. Six, Egg Tart, no knock on her, just the price and just the fact that she's going to get back here. But her trials have been outstanding. She could be a real star, but I just want to see her come back and do it. And Three Deploy, up on speed. I think he cost the track record in the show county last time out. He's been well backed. I think he's been sixes into 440 during the week already. And if they are playing on speed, he's going to be very hard to run down. But Dixie Blossoms for me in a really tricky race. Simon?
Yeah, same Quinella, Brad, just different order. I've landed with Canny Essert on top. Just comes into the race with different form, which I really like here. He was fresh in the Ori Star, 49 days between runs, and arguably should have won. He got a long way back in a slowly run affair, and as Brad touched on, his sectionals home were very, very slick. I thought Haydock performed well in the Memsey last weekend, and obviously Grand Ruffo's come out and won. So the form's right there to suggest he's well and truly up to winning this race on Saturday. No, he's just out of the handicap, but he's well placed on our rating. He gets a nice run from the draw there for Tim Clark. He's unbeaten aboard the Galloper. He's won, obviously, Sydney Way. And he's continued to make an impressive spike with the Hayes and Dabernick Yard. And he's on his last start performance. He is well placed in the race on Saturday. Around that $5, you can back him each way here. Happy to be with Canny Essert on top. Thought it'd be really hard to beat. He's got a great turn of foot. If he gets a nice smother, he's going to be hard to hold out late. From number four, Dixie Blossoms, I think she's one who is over the odds there on Saturday. More than capable mare, looked ready to rock and roll, obviously scratched from that race, but has since trialled very well there over 1,200 metres, so her fitness is no query on Saturday. She's obviously racing great order last preparation. She flies fresh, she flies the trip. She hasn't won at Rose Hill. Her best form has been at Randwick, but she should be able to come across, as Brad touched on, from that draw and get a nice run there for Corey Brown. She's more than up to this race, and you certainly expect her to make her presence felt there on Saturday. Number three, Deploy, the obvious select there from that draw. He looks to get a lovely run. It's funny, though, when you have a race when there's not a lot of speed on paper, it generally works out the other way as everyone sees the speed map and obviously wants to push forward. So whether or not he does get those favours, we'll have to wait and see. But he's a bulldog. He was really good holding off the Virginian last start. He went into that race with 56 days between runs off the Brisbane winter. So he should improve further off that performance, as touched on. Gets a nice run, and the Gerald Ryan stable is flying at present. So he'll get plenty of cheek out in front. He's certainly going to be hard to hold out. And number six, Egg Tart. Look, I love the last preparation. I love her as a horse. I just can't come into her at the price. I think she's well and truly under the odds. But we'd love to see her back in good form. Not knocking her chances of winning. I just think she's no value. And as a result, can't have her on top. But she's certainly a nice mare moving forward and looking forward to see her progress towards the Epsom. But happy to be with Canny Essert off that different form. My numbers are 8, 4, 3 and 6.
All right, we go to the next, and this is the Scirocco. We take out 5, Zestful. 7, Bonnie O'Reilly, 360. 2, Ome Sword, $5. 3, Daisy Doom at $6.50. 1, Gazzoni at 8. 8, Ravi at $10, along with 10, Den Magic. Then 12, Gibraltar Girl, 11. 4, Danish Twist at 17. Number 9, Zenalicious, and 14, Hysterical, both 31. 11, Magic Alibi, 34, along with 13, Perizzata. And 6, Almighty Girl, 41.
Yeah, look, it's an open race, Cozzy. I'd imagine you'd be taking a few selection in your quaddies and sort of in your multiples here. The speed map also interesting. Perizzata from that inside draw can kick up. Imagine Daisy Doom wants to hold a position from the middle. Hysterical from that wide draw looks to kick up and come across. And I think Bonnie O'Reilly, while she's drawn out, I think she lands into a good spot. I think she can settle just off the speed there. A lot of the horses drawn inside it generally go back. So I think she actually gets into a nice spot. It's not a concern for me, the wide draw. They look to run along, obviously, in the near capacity field. Every horse should get their chance, Brad.
Quick question, Simon. Ome Sword, I thought she was a complete forgive. First up, she jumped, she knuckled out of the gate, she went down on her nose, and then they ran track record time, and she got beaten 2.25 lengths, and past the post, she was gaining ground on them. Obviously, the barrier is the concern, but $5, I was talking about this with Duff on Formula last night, and we both thought that was a terrific price. I thought she should have been a fair bit shorter in the market back to this easier assignment, and you know, I'm just happy to give her another chance. But how do you see that price? Unders, overs, or right price?
Yeah, I'm not too sure, Brad. I obviously watched Formula last night, so you guys were pretty keen on her. I can't have her on Saturday, but from an SP profile, you've got to have her in around that mark, if not shorter. You know, she started 7-2. 11-4 last start in the show county. To me personally, I know the price. I think the price is about right. She hasn't won since the Silver Shadow. She's obviously bled. She's had her issues. She had a barrier obviously in the issue there last start, coming down, knuckling badly at the start. She's since trialled well. She's in a similar mould to Egtar for me. I want to see her out and run up to her best form. She hasn't done it for a few starts now, and just a bit of a query, given she has come back from that injury. She's certainly more than talented enough to win this race, and she looked good in a recent trial. I just want to see her do it. So I think $5 is about right, given she does have a few knocks on Saturday, but I concede you can certainly mark her shorter if you price her up on her best form. I just want to see her do it, though. So just wait and see for me with Omaze Horse.
All right, well, I'd be very keen if she drew a gate. That's my little concern, because she's got to get back here and hopefully they can run on. But I'm pretty keen to give her another chance. I still think she's a real quality mare, and I'd be surprised if at her best, and if she is at her best, she doesn't take care of this field. But two Omaze Sword for me on top. I got 8 Ravi in second. I thought the trials have been really good. Kieran McAvoy rides her over the stablemate Gibraltar Girl, who he rode last start. So that's a little push for me. I think she's going well at home and represents a little bit of value. Number 7 for third, Bonnie O'Reilly. She's just a winner. She did box seat first up, though. She's probably going to have to do it tougher here tomorrow. And for fourth, number 3, Daisy Doom. She just keeps on improving every preparation. The trials have been good, and she can take another step forward this spring. Omaze Sword for me, Simon. Which way are you going?
Yeah, look, I'm with the winner, Bonnie O'Reilly. I was against her first up. I thought she was up against it at the weights there with 59.5, but she was too good. I know she got a night, you know, the charm run in transit, but she held off No Doubt, who's a pretty promising horse, and she kept up along the inside, probably where he didn't want to be that day at Rose Hill. She returned from a short break. Obviously, the Brisbane winner's done her well, and she ran a new peak, which is always a good sign. I think she can improve further second up there on Saturday. I don't think the wide draw's an issue. I think she slots in perfectly just off the speed. She's unbeaten at the track. She's unbeaten at the trip. She's well placed at the weight. When you look at the average time form rating winning weighting for this race of Scirocco, she ran it first up 110. So for us, if she runs what she did first up, she's going to be right in the finish. Jason Collett won 3 of 4 aboard the mare, and she's a winner. She's won 8 of 12, and she's fit and she's in form. So I've got to be with her. I think she's going to be hard to beat. From number 3, Daisy Doom, racing great order last preparation, went into the paddock in winning form. Thought her 2 trials have been solid enough. She flies fresh. She's got a great record, placing 9 of 12, and looks to get a nice run there for Andrew Atkins, who's placing 7 of 10. So certainly respect her chances. For number 4, Danish Twist, at a bit of odds. At $17, I can certainly entertain her chances. She did mix her form last preparation, but she's certainly a mare who's capable on her day. She has performed well fresh in the past. Listening to Chris Lees, he's fairly confident he's got it back where she needs to be. I thought her recent trial was very good. Clint Schofield goes aboard from that inside draw. He'll smother her away there. She's at her best when kept quiet and then produce her in the straight. But if on dry track, she's placed in 8 of 15 and she's more than capable when she's right. So she's the big query runner for me. I think she can run a big race, Danish Tweet. From number 12, Gibraltar Girl, another one who I think probably presents good value in this race. It's a big step up in grade, obviously, from a benchmark 84 up to the group company on Saturday. But she was huge there behind Super 2. Obviously, wasn't favoured on that leader's track at Randwick over the 1,000. Since given a soft trial, should appreciate the step up in trip. She's won 2 of 3 second up. She's placing 3 of 5 over the trip. And the fact Team Snowden come here rather than taking on the easier opposition suggests the horse is obviously flying. I know they'd be chasing Black Type with her, but she's only lightly raced. I think she's a mare heading the right way, down the weights for the in-form Adam Hieronymus. Think she can run a real cheeky race for you. But happy to be with Bonnie O'Reilly. Think the price is about right. If not, you're a slight edge in the market, given I am against Omaze Sword. So my numbers, 7, 3, 4 and 12.
All right, now we go to the run of the Rose. And it's a beauty. We've got one scratching at this stage. It's Kissy Phoenix, number 6. 5, Minari, 250. 4, Pariah, 330. 10, Kemantari, 460. 7, Chauffeur is 11, along with 9, Siege of Quebec. 1, Invader, 16. 8, Shogun Sun, 23. And then 2, Diamond Taffiga. 5, Tangle, 11, Parast, all around $101.
Yeah, easily the main highlight of the afternoon, because it's an absolute ripper. I've been waiting for this race for a few weeks now, and the speed looks to be fairly genuine. Siege of Quebec won't muck around from that draw. Kemantari is an interesting one, whether they want to hustle and bustle him there or just sort of ride him quietly in his return. I think Paras comes across, and I think Minari also rolls forward here and possibly slots in just off the speed. It's not obviously going to be easy for Josh Parr, but I think he can get him into the right spot. Chauffeur probably kicked up from that inside, won't be far away, but you'd imagine CJ Quebec and Pariah gets into a lovely stalking position, Brad.
Yeah, I thought they were the two, Monari and Pariah. I think they're the two quality colts at the moment. And Kemantari, we don't know where he sits, but he's still, for me, got to prove that he's up to the other two. He well could do that on Saturday. But look, I'm with five. Monari, I thought his win in the Rosebud was outstanding. He went 0.9 seconds quicker than Badajoz on the same day, the older horses, and I think he went 1.7 seconds quicker than the Highway, which, and it's a highway race, but still, that's a phenomenal time they ran there. The form out of the race has been franked. Overshare's come out and won. I'm excited, come out and been really competitive, beating a neck in a Group 2 last weekend. So I think it's the right form line. The gate's the only concern. That negates probably the advantage he's got over Pariah, but I'm just hoping Josh Parr gets him in the right spot, and if he does, happy to be with him. I think Paul Pariah, I think if you're playing and you don't want to take the shorts Monari, I think take the Quinella, these two. I reckon they'll be running 1-2. His win in the San Domenico was outstanding. He can improve off that. He got a lovely ride that day, but Barrier 3 should get a stuck run just behind the speed. Be hard to beat at the finish. I put Siege of Quebec in third, number 9. I just think up on speed, he looks your leader in the race, and he was really good when second behind Monari in the Rosebud. I think he meets him 5 kilos worse off, but I think he's the third pick. And for fourth, Kemantari, number 10, he's got that boom. He did run good time when winning back in May by 4 lengths at Randwick. He's got to take that next step and just feel he might have a bit more left in the tank for the Golden Rose in 2 weeks. So Monari for me, Simon, a really good contest.
Yeah, look, Monari clearly on top for me, clearly the best of the day. I loved his win first up, was against him in the Rosebud, and he was far too good there with his 16.5. He ran time, as Brad touched on. Funnily enough, they ran exactly the same time, Monari and Pariah, at the track and trip. But when you take in track variance on the day, Monari was marked 3 lengths quicker than Pariah. He sat 3 deep. He was just too good. He put him away in a couple of strides. And as Brad touched on, the form since been franked. The wide draw, somewhat of a concern. I'm just hoping he can come across with Paras there and sit in just behind the speed. If he's forced to sit wide, I still think he's good enough to be winning there on Saturday. As Gerald Ryan, he's always had a big opinion of his horse, and when you take out his runs on a heavy track, his form's top shelf. He's obviously met Pariah. Many will be happy to argue Monari should have had his measure on that occasion. He had absolutely no luck. And I think he'll have the edge on him on the weekend, especially when he gets that slight pull in the weights. Being kept fresh, which I like, he'll relish a step up in trip. If he springboards off his first up performance, he sets a decent standard for his rivals there on Saturday. Expect him to be very hard to beat, and expect him to be very hard to beat in the Golden Rose. Pariah, clearly the main danger for me. One query, obviously, he got the PRs of PRs there first up and was given a 10 out of 10 ride from Blake Shinn. You can't ride Rose Hill 1100 any better. He found the fence, he cut the corner. Just whether or not he put him to the sword, that's a query for me. Only won by a length. I know it was semi-soft on the line, but would have liked to see him really put it away given the run he had, but he'll no doubt improve off that performance. He was marked up to his best, so he's certainly made that progression from 2 to 3. And Team Snowden, they're masters at setting their horses for grand finals. So while he looked forward in condition, I'm sure there's plenty left in the tank there for the Golden Rose. He'll obviously improve again out of Saturday's performance. He probably gets the run on Monari here. He gets the right run from that inside draw. Blake will be able to smother him away. And as mentioned previously, they will be looking to get off the fence in the straight. So I don't think he'll get caught in behind them. He's certainly going to be hard to hold out, but I've got to lean the way of Monari. I think he's a really, really good horse. From number 7, Chauffeur, he's one that I think is probably over the odds. I think Kemantari is certainly unders. Wouldn't be surprised to see him diff there on Saturday, given he is, by all reports, going to improve with the run. But on debut for Team Hawks, I thought Chauffeur was really good in the San Domenico. Pariah simply got the run on him. But I thought he was good closing off over 1,100 metres. No doubt he'll appreciate the step up in trip, and he'll be even better when he gets out to the Golden Rose. From that inside draw, interesting to see where he gets to, where they do try and kick up and hold a position. He had been ridden back, but he wasn't too far away last start. If Brent does that, I certainly expect him to be right around the mark. And as Brad touched on, number 10, Kemantari, big watch for him on Saturday. By all reports, he'll need the run, and just early trends with the James Cummings stable. His horse is generally do need that run first up and show good improvement second up, and that looks to be the plan with this horse. He'll certainly be better off over 1,400 metres for the Golden Rose, but if he gets close to them on Saturday, if he does give them a fright, he's certainly going to be very, very hard to beat on grand final day. But all over Monari here, I was really taken by his first up win. If he can improve further on the weekend, he's going to be very, very hard to beat. My numbers 5, 4, 7 and 10.
All right, now, what's your best for the day?
I'll go first. Look, I made Sungraze my best, but I think there's three good gambles on the card. Race 6, number 2, Omei Sword. Race 3, number 12, Quick Defence. And race 8, number 8, Dempura. I think they're all over the odds, and that's the way I play, and I'll be backing those. Simon, yours?
Yeah, look, all over Minari in the run to the Rose, guys. I think he's clearly the best of the day for mine. And I'm with Bonnie O'Reilly. I think she's really well placed there on Saturday. I was really taken by her first up win. She generally improves with racing. If she does that on Saturday, look, she's going to be very, very hard to beat. So my best, race 7, number 5, Minari, and race 6, number 7, Bonnie O'Reilly.
All right, good on you guys. And question without notice, Hootson returns in the McEwen Stakes at Moody Valley. How do you think? What's the mail?
Well, she's been well back, Cozzy. So, you know, I mean, I think it was a forgive run in the Golden Slipper, wasn't it? She was on a wet track, and that was pretty much her only failure. How do you sort of line her up there, Simon?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Obviously, Brad, you've been a Queenslander. I'm sure you're leading the Hootson fan club there. I think she's a big chance of winning. I love the fact she's drawn out. I was a bit worried during the week when I heard they might be looking to take a sit, and she's a complete speed machine, so I'm happy she's drawn out. It just all depends for me what Heatherly does. If she begins like she did last start, then Hootson will have no issues getting across there. If Heatherly begins well, she could get caught up in a speed battle early. I think Russian Revolution probably gets a camp on them, and just whether she's sort of found wanting that last bit. It's a big ask for fillies, taking on the older horses at this time of year away for age. But as Brad touched on, I thought she was really good in the slipper. She gave a kick, just didn't handle the heavy track, and she's obviously very, very fast. So I'm in her corner on Saturday. I think she's going to be hard to beat.
All right, terrific, guys. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Cozzy.
There we go. Brad Davidson from the Daily Telegraph, Simon Denopoulos, Racing and Sports.